Greetings again, brothers and sisters. We are in day two, and I want to continue on the subject of choices and consequences. But today it's more about the consequence, choosing truth or lies. So, Father, we come before you. May you bless your word. I lay everything now in your hands. Guide my thoughts, my mind and my mouth. Anoint the ears and the hearts of the one listening in. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we spoke yesterday about choices and consequences. About blessings and curses that comes along by man's doing. And then we have another consequence, and that is the consequence of standing for truth. And standing for truth often is described as a price to pay, because it frequently involves personal sacrifice, and you will face negative consequences in life, as social isolation, and maybe setbacks in your work, even physical danger. And it's difficulties that arise because the truth can challenge comfortable beliefs, can challenge you in your comfort zone. And we have a saying, it is easier to believe a lie. And you can ask, does the Bible say that? Well, the Bible doesn't say it like right out. It's easier to believe a lie than the truth. But it does describe quite clearly that people often prefer lies to truth, especially if the truth challenges us. And we know the apostasy in the end times is for this reason. Because if you read, you go up to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we can read from verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned, who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So here we see that people choose to believe the lie because they don't love the truth. It is as if the heart would rather hear what suits them and what challenges. And then we also read in Isaiah, speaking about Israel in chapter 30, Isaiah chapter 30, on verse 9. This is a rebellious people, lying children who will not hear the law of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, and prophesy deceits. So the people here are asking to be deceived. They would rather hear what feels good than what is true. So it's quite typical human nature, really. The same in Jeremiah 5:31. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so. So here you can see clearly, it's stated that the people want it to be so. It's like a willful, they want to be blind. It's a willful blindness. They would rather be blind than have the prophets speaking the truth to them. And also in Romans, if we continue, Romans 1, we have the word of Paul, 1:25. And it's about those who exchange the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So here we can see how man turns towards the visible and the pleasant rather than the invisible God. They are challenged by the truth. So man is naturally drawn towards lies when the truth requires humility and repentance. Meaning, believing in lies comes easier when the heart does not want the truth. And when that happens, God surrenders man to his own desires. And then we must bear the consequences of that. And this is, you can read the results in Romans, it's the same chapter, 1, verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, motionlessness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same but also approve of those who practice them. So it's quite a list. And you know, when you think about it, this is pleasant for men. We know there's nothing good in us. And many can say that knowledge and education, it is the answer. But it's not the answer. But it is what we love. It's what we desire and our longing. Even though truth and knowledge are presented to us, man chooses his path according to what is closest to his own heart. You have an example from Second World War. You know, the Nazi, the SS officers, they were highly educated people. But they killed 6 million Jews. And you can see today, behind this propaganda, you know, Hamas and Israel, and you see universities in the States, they are demonstrating for jihad and Hamas. And if they wanted to look into history, they would find the answer. But, you know, they rather believe the lie because it's closer to their heart. Because you can ask, how can you say that? But if you see, you know, they have the far left, and you have Islam on the other side, there are two extremes on the on each side, and they have nothing in common, but they are like standing together in this lie, and it's only thing they have in common is Christian beliefs and Israel existence. They want to eliminate it. So it's nothing to do with knowledge, education. It's about choosing to believe the lie. If you go to John 3:19, it's written, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clear seen that they have been done in God. So it's a bit like when you suddenly get a bright light in your face after being in the dark for a long time, and you know the light is good, but it reveals everything. There's nothing hidden, and you will see who really the light that is sensed when Jesus comes. You can truly see, when you truly can see who he is, then you can see also yourself and what you are in the light of him. And that should produce repentance, because there's nothing good in us. Because when you're in darkness, you can imagine things. You can interpret things in your own way. But when the true, clear light comes and brings light to everything, there's nothing to hide. There's no possibility to interpret in your own way. So it is love of the heart that determines what we believe. So we need a new heart. And we have, in our time, we have this so-called prosperity gospel. You're rich, healthy, and happy. And the message is, God will primarily make you rich, healthy, and happy. It appeals strongly because it sounds good and promises quick results. But it overlooks the cross, the suffering, and the holiness. And here you have the lie again, dressed as light. If you just believe enough, you will have everything you want. But Jesus, he lived and said the opposite. And he said, whoever wants to come after me must take up his cross. You know, you see through history how when people are presented you know, through the church ages, there is a revival. People are presented of light, of a revelation, and that they have already stopped searching for God. They are happy where they are, and they start fighting, and they rather will make up a lie to stay in their comfort zone. So we see through history the same thing happens. When truth costs, then the lie starts to sound more spiritual to us. And then we can go to Revelation 22, verse 14. It's at the end of the book. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, the sorcerers, and sexually immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. So notice the expression here. Loves and practices a lie. It is not just to be deceived, but to love the lie. And it shows a kind of inner attraction towards the false, because it is easier than to encounter the truth in the light of God. And through the whole Bible, we see the same pattern. When the heart does not want to bow for the truth, the lie becomes both easier to believe and more pleasant to live in. That is quite strong, because it says a lot about deeply faith and truth. They are connected, as I said, with love and not just knowledge. And then what precedes the truth or the knowledge, it's what you love, your longing, and also to belong, not being an outcast. You want to belong to, you know, don't want to be a stranger. And also reputation and fear, money and power. That's sources really that people choose to believe a lie so they can stand in this, because their heart are closer to death than the truth. And we have through the history of this world, we have so many examples of people who chose to stand for truth. And the consequences of standing for truth was to pay a high price, even death. But really, to us, they are a bright shining light, an example we can find courage in, because we know the reward we will get at the end. So here we have consequences. As it is written, some go before to judgment. We know, because we have God has revealed his word to us, and it's worth everything. So I will just conclude with this in 1 Peter 2:21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. So may the Lord bless you. Amen.